Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome everyone to another episode of The Laundry Hour. I am so happy you're here. If it is your first time with us, thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. If you have been with us for a long time, I'm really glad you're back. I just want to say really quickly that I have read some of the reviews that some of you have written, and it really touched my heart. Like, I screenshotted them and sent them to my husband. That's how much. And so I just want to appreciate you on the podcast. I want to say thank you. It's basically what I'm saying. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that this has touched your heart. And even if you haven't written a review, but it has touched your heart, I'm thankful for you too. The Laundry Hour is something that I want to do to just be faithful in talking about who God is, talking about what he's doing in my life, and hopefully encouraging the same kind of faithful, intentional, noble work in other stay-at-home moms, but really and truly anyone and everyone that calls himself a follower of Christ. Last week on the podcast, we talked about four things that'll change your life. And if you have listened to it, if you have not, go listen to it and go listen to it again, because right now that is something that's just stirring up in my heart, that God has given us his word, he's given us fellowship with other believers, he's given us communion, or really just the reminder that everything in our life rests on Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. And then we also have prayer. And if we truly devote our things, like really devote our things to those four things, we will experience transformation and life change, the same kind that we see in the Bible and the same kind that God has created us for. Like, we don't have to live these mundane, purposeless, joyless, miracle-less lives. We can have supernatural life because the Holy Spirit is living inside us, and I think he just wants us to truly be faithful with what he's called us to do and what he's given us, and wanting those things so much it'll change our life. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to talk today because I haven't spoken a little bit on motherhood in a second, and I felt like this was something that the Lord just put in my heart. So we had a podcast a while back, a few on biblical motherhood, and one of the podcasts was talking about Proverbs 22:6 that talks about training up a child in the way that they should go. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was just like, you know, training is all about creating good habits. Training is consistent. Training requires work, because we can see this in an athlete. An athlete trains their physical bodies, and the training also requires pain, because to build bigger muscles, we know that that muscle needs to tear, and then it forms back stronger, and it tears again, and it forms back stronger. So training, though sounds beautiful and all that stuff, is really hard. Like, it's hard work, it requires pain, it probably requires crying, and it requires consistent, hard, painful work. And so that scripture says, train up a child in the way they should go. So that train word says, parent, consistently do painful hard work with your children, and that will lead them in the way they should go. Good gravy. Okay. Training is about creating a good habit. So, parent, create a good habit of consistently working hard to rear your children in the right way. So that parenting is not haphazard. That parenting doesn't just take place. That parenting is very thoughtful, very intentional, very purposeful. I was thinking the other day, oh, this was Monday. I went grocery shopping. I wanted to do meal prepping. I even needed to start cleaning up the house. I said, oh my goodness, Oh, and I had to pay bills. This was Friday. The point of the story is I had a lot of homemaking things to do. And I essentially left the girls in the room just playing with me around. I noticed that day there was a lot of, stop doing that, stop touching that, don't go over here, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, good gravy, I have never talked so much in my life. I thought about later, why am I talking so much? Because, you know, the phrase, idle hands are the devil's playground, right? They're just left to do things. So they're going to do and think and have their own thoughts and stuff. But if I'm intentionally involved in everything that they're doing, I'm not saying to be a helicopter mom. I'm not saying to just not let them explore and play. But if I'm focused and watching and with them in everything, I won't speak so much on the back end. I can be more proactive and say, you know, like when I see the thing happen, hey, no, I don't want you to get on that because you may fall. It's very different than get down, you know. Or when I see her doing something, I can disregard and divert her to something else. Like, hey, instead of playing with that, let's color. That's very different parenting. And it changes from me being frustrated and overwhelmed and yelling all the time to being intentional in guiding and them. I have learned looking at Noah Brin. She's very smart. And I think that she needs a lot more from me. If she was already in school, in my mind at least, I think she would need to skip a grade. Maybe not, you know, fully, but like at least that's what I'm thinking. I need to step it up a notch in my homeschooling, in my parenting, in what we do throughout the day. Like, she has passed the I can play at home phase, if you get what I'm saying. So I was thinking, what if, oh, here's also, sometimes I get very overwhelmed thinking about parenting because I'm like, I have no idea how to parent a teenager. And I have to parent this 2-year-old preparing for a teenager. Okay, Jamie, relax. So rather than thinking of motherhood as this large, overwhelming task, I'm like, okay, think of it one step at a time. Who is right in front of you? What do they need? And how can you intentionally train them? So right now, I have a 10-month-old and a 2-year-old. I essentially have toddlers. I'm not training teenagers. I am training toddlers. Okay, so what does that mean and what does that look like? So obviously I need to train them in their development as far as walking and eating and talking. Eating in the sense of like the type of foods or finger foods, training their palate so that they want vegetables and fruits and water rather than candy and snacks and junk, you know. I'm also training them in manners, so please and thank you. Training them on how to wait patiently without crying for things. Training them on how to ask politely for something that they want. I want to train them in obedience, that my no means no, that my yes means yes, and it means the first time, not when you feel like it, not when you want to. But then also training them in habits, that there is a time for bed, that we eat at the table, that there's a time for school, that there are time for these things, and we do them, and then we move on, and oh, it's not time to play, or it's time to be quiet. So those were a few things, and I was like, huh, if I think about those, these are intentionally things that I'm training them in. I can accomplish this, you know? And then when they become 5, 4, and 5, we're at a totally different level of training. And at that point, I will know what those things mean and what those things look like based on the 2 little girls that are in my household. So my challenge to you is, who is right in front of you? What do they need? How can you intentionally train them? Do you have toddlers? Do you have babies? Do you have middle schoolers? You have elementary school? Do you have the teenager? What is your home like with a teenager and a baby and a toddler and 8-year-old? Okay, how do you walk through that? What do each of your children need from you, and how do you need to train them? Hopefully, If you do the hard work in the beginning, the training gets easier as you grow. For example, last week I talked about how when there are things that you value, there's a big gap in the middle of hard work, and then it goes to something you prioritize. And that priority, it becomes easy that you do it all the time. Not saying that you're great at it or anything like that, but it's become a part of you. And a cool thing when training, it'll become a part of you as the parent, the trainer, but it'll also become a part of the child as the trainee. If you're consistent in doing that hard work in their life, that'll become a consistent part of who they are, right? So Psalm 22:6, train them up in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. So that training, yes, is great when it starts with you talking about things and walking through things, but that training is so much more than just, for example, taking your child to church. That training requires consistent, intentional hard work, right? Deuteronomy 6 says, speak about his word when you wake up, when you go to sleep, at the table, when you're walking, bind it on your doorpost, put it on your clothes. Like, that is so much deeper training. Like, it should be consuming them, the training, the development, the manners, the obedience, the habits, specifically as I think about toddler stage. So what is your stage of training? How old are your children? How can you think about this? How can you intentionally look at them, look at your word, and look at God and say, who have you given me and what do I need to give them? What's already inside of me that I can give them, but what may I also need to listen or read a book on or get some tips from another mother so that I can train my child in the way that you've called me to? Can I pray over you? Father, I want to thank you so much for who you are. I always start that way because everything is based off who you are. You are gracious and good. You are loving and just. You are bigger than we could ever understand or imagine, and yet you are closer than our very breath. God, it makes no sense that you would send your son so that we could be a part of your family. You adopted us as your children because you love us. You didn't want us to be orphans anymore. So since we are not orphans, we have a Father in heaven that we can go to for help. Lord, help us to raise the children that you've given us in wisdom and favor and godliness and beauty. Show us what stage they're in and what they need, these specific people that you have given us as stewards over, as guardians. How do we need to train them, Lord? And show us what you've already put inside us. And if we don't have it, help us find the resources to get what we need to give to our children exactly what you have for them so that they can grow up into the people that you've designed for them to be. Thank you for trusting us with such a special, precious, and noble job. Forgive us for how we take it lightly and take it for granted. Today is a new day, and today we will be more intentional in making our home, in making disciples, and in raising our children. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share it. And if you gotta have it, please write a review, because now I will actually love to hear and see what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but you know, I always got good pivots, and I feel like the Lord continues to speak to us because he wants to hear from us, and he wants us to hear from him in our daily life in the trenches with the early years or wherever we are in our journey of motherhood, staying home, but truly just walking with Christ. But until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.